Someone found the lighted house late one night.
Oh, yeah. 720 WGN. I'm John Landecker. That, of course, the Beach Boys, the man with all the toys. We've got the man who's at the cutting edge of making toys, and that's Aaron Horwitz. Hi, Aaron. How are you? Welcome to WGN.
Hi, John. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. How do you pronounce your company's name?
Ah, great question. Sprouts House.
Yeah, great. Well, I just wanted to make sure. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, we built a little limerick into the name.
And yeah, this is a company that you started in Rhode Island, and I had not heard of it before, but man, it's incredible what you have started to do in the world of toy making. And I'm not talking about, for any people listening, I'm not talking about a new Barbie doll or a G.I. Joe, or I don't even know what, your stereotypical Toys R Us. This is not it. Can you explain what it is that you're doing?
Absolutely. So we make toys that help children who are going through some pretty difficult healthcare challenges. We all know that the language that kids speak is play. It's how they perceive their world. And so, you know, starting back in 2012, we began making, at first it was a teddy bear for children with type 1 diabetes. Mm-hmm. And all of our products are actually based on observation. So we started making a teddy bear for kids with type 1 diabetes because we saw children injecting their stuffed animals, making little insulin pumps for their stuffed animals, and taking care of their teddy bears when they were diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. Wow. We brought that to life. We created this product, Jerry the Bear, which is now used all around the world. Children feed them foods, give them insulin, learn about their bodies. And what that's kicked off is a line of these toys that are just like kids. So we have my special Aflac Duck, which is a comforting companion for children with cancer who are going through chemotherapy. And just a few months ago, we launched Purple, which is our first toy for all children. It's for children who are dealing with stress and anxiety.
How? I guess that's my next question. How does my special Aflac Duck, how does it help the kids with cancer? What specifically is the key to that?
Yeah, so my special Aflac Duck, you know, all of our products, and really core to how we work, is this patient-centered design process. So when we're designing these toys, we're out in the field. For the duck, for example, we worked with 100 children. This was actually, they were all part of Children's Healthcare of Atlanta receiving care there. And the duck was based off of this insight that children lose so much control through their chemotherapy that they gravitate mm-hmm. towards play where they're in control. So Legos are actually the most popular toys for these kids. And we designed every aspect of the duck to give kids back control. So it has a little accessory where you can give the duck chemotherapy. It has a series of different emoji tokens. There's seven different tokens: happy, sad, nauseous, silly. And when you tap those tokens to the duck's chest, the duck can emote with that expression, which gives kids that feeling of control. It also really helps them communicate their feelings to their caregivers. Because if you imagine, John, if you're 4 years old, it's really hard to tell the people around you that maybe you're scared or you're mad that you have to come into the hospital every day for chemo. Yeah. And a whole host of other things. It's animatronic. It actually moves around. So as kids pet it, it's reactive. It nuzzles up to them. It plays calming sounds that could be used in guided meditations, all sorts of stuff to help both comfort kids and provide them just these moments of joy during what is such a difficult time for them.
So you said the new toy is a Purble, a parental tool, you say, in stressful times. The kids actually calm Purble's heartbeat?
You got that right. Yeah, Purble is actually, we developed this based on a piece of research that when children calm something else down, they actually learn how to calm themselves down. So if you think of maybe like petting a dog that's, you know, that's really worked up and calming that dog down, that's pretty relaxing for you as a person. And Purble works in the same way. It's got this really, really rapid heartbeat, starts out super fast. It's actually vibrational, so you feel it. You don't really so much hear it. And as kids pet their Purble and hold them, the heartbeat slows and it actually purrs, almost like a cat. But if you jostle the Purble or if you squeeze their ears, its heartbeat accelerates again. So kids have to be kind of really gentle with it. It causes them to really calm down and We've heard from a ton of families during, you know, the time that we're in now that it's really helped with kids who are struggling with the pandemic, cooped up at home.
I would think so. This is just an incredible idea, just an incredible concept. It's like miraculous to be able to actually see the kids, how they react in their particular situations, take what you see there and adapt it to quote-unquote play is wow. I mean, that's a mind-boggler. And we're going to talk some more about it. My mind is boggled. Can you tell? We're going to talk some more about it.
I can. I love it.
When we come back on 720 WGN. 720 WGN, John Landecker in the midst of an incredible conversation with a guy who has an amazing concept for quote-unquote toys. But not the toys that I knew or possibly you knew. This isn't Mattel we're talking about. It's Aaron Horowitz. And tell me some more about how people... Well, first of all, let's go over them again. You've got the Jerry the Bear for children with diabetes. You've got the special Aflac Duck for kids with cancer, the new Purple, and some others we're going to get to in just a second. How do we buy them? Where do we go?
That is a great question. Purple you can find on Amazon, Purple. Actually, I think today is the last day to order it if you'd like to get it in time for Christmas.
No kidding.
We have really rapid shipping, and you can learn more about it on the Amazon page.
What about your own website? Is that doable?
We also sell Purple through our website, which is purple.com. And to learn more about Jerry the Bear and my special Aflac Duck, you can go to grouchhill.com.
Wow. Now, we've been talking about adapting stressful conditions for children into quote-unquote play to alleviate their anxiety and make things a little easier to handle. But as I read on, I see that this also applies to super stressed millennials. Why are millennials so super stressed? What's up with them?
It is a great question, John, and I'm chuckling because, you know, all of us who are developing the product, we're all adults, you know, we're in our, everybody that works for our company is, you know, between 30 and 50, and
yeah,
it's kind of odd. We really have enjoyed using Purple as we developed it, and we kind of had this inkling that when it was launched, you know, people who are not children might like using it.
I see.
And when we saw our first Amazon reviews rolling in, about 30% of them were from people in their 20s who were saying, you know, hey, I bought this and I keep it in my purse and I love it. It calms me down when I'm worried. Just reviews pouring in from people who we would have never expected, but we're so happy are using it.
What's the price of a Purple these days?
So they're actually on sale now at $37.99. Typically, they're $49.99.
And they fit, you said some people carry them around. How big are they?
They fit, they're about the size of a hamster. They fit right in the palm of your hand, about 6 inches tall.
Unbelievable. And this is a battery-operated device?
It is, yeah. So all of our products, with the exception of Jerry the Bear, run on batteries.
Right.
We actually spend quite a bit of our time, more time than you'd think, optimizing their battery life. So Purple, you'll get about 3 months of battery life out of, which we're really proud of.
You know, I think I'm going to, as soon as this show's over, I think I'm going online and buying a couple of these. I know some really stressed out people that could use a Purple. No, wait, did I say it right? No. Yeah,
you did,
a Purple.
You did.
It's Purble. And this would work, as you said earlier, you know, talk about stressful times. And the concept of the Purple is, well, the Purple's stressed too, just like we are. And you can tell because he's got a rapid heartbeat. But if you stroke the Purple and rock it back and forth and maybe sing to it, it slows down, as will the person who's doing the stroking. Boy, that is just an incredible link between the human condition and I think it's more than a toy, but I guess that's what we're calling it. Because he mentioned this.
You're totally right. We actually developed it with this incredible nonprofit organization called the Committee for Children, which is 40 years old, and they actually are the leaders in social emotional learning curriculum. So they provide curriculum about over half of the schools in the U.S. And so I bring this up because it's almost like a curriculum packed into a toy.
Yes.
It comes from research. Actually, Dr. Peter Slovak, who's now at Oxford University, he's the one who kind of uncovered this method for calming using play. So our whole goal is, you know, can we package these really essential skills that children need to learn? You know, self-regulation, the ability to calm oneself, is such an incredible skill for kids. It sets them up for success in life. And if we could bring that out of the classroom and into the home, make it something self-directed, which is exactly what Purple is. Kids go and seek out their Purples when they're worried. As a parent, you're not telling them to go use it. It's something that they want to use. And so, it is this weird, you know, you saying, is it a toy? Is kind of what we ask ourselves as well. It's a toy plus.
and it strikes me that it's something that anyone could use and get a positive reaction from. I mean, when I say I'm getting off the air and ordering a couple, I'm serious. You talk about not only stressed out millennials, but lonely seniors, people who don't have anybody to talk to. It's therapeutically directed. It's tech savvy. It's a technology with a purpose. What kind of training do you need as a toy maker to be doing this?
Well, it's funny you ask that, actually, because I went to school right where you are. I'm actually a Northwestern University alum.
Yay, go Cats!
So I started making toys when I was actually in college and found this incredible opportunity to create a major within Northwestern. So I ended up studying mechatronics and user interaction design, which is all about how people play with robots.
Wow. Wow. And your own personal experience factors into the manufacture of these items, too?
Oh, 100%. So when I was a child, I grew up with human growth hormone deficiency. So basically, my body didn't produce what I needed to grow. I was, maybe 4'6", 4'8", going into high school. So I was a really small kid. And I gave myself a shot every day for about 5 years. And that experience was really impactful for me. I just have these vivid memories of being in the doctor's office and feeling like I was watching a TV show about my life, where I wasn't necessarily cast as a character. You know, doctors talked over my head. And so I became really passionate about how we can involve kids in their own healthcare, give kids who are going through difficult times, whether it's something like type 1 diabetes or whether it's just being at home and being worried. How do we allow children to feel comfortable and empowered as they're going through these difficult challenges?
You obviously are successful with this endeavor. Do you find that what you're doing is being picked up by others and spreading across the quote-unquote toy-making universe, so to speak?
It's definitely exciting to see other toy makers addressing toys with impact, and there are a number of others that are doing interesting things. We've been so excited to see our toys themselves picked up. So, Jerry the Bear, we've distributed, almost over 7,000 all around the world.
Wow.
My special Aflac duck was actually donated by Aflac.
Yeah, I was wondering about that because it had their corporate name in it. I'm like, wait a minute, they did the Aflac duck? Well, I'm glad they did that. My respect.
Yeah, absolutely.
Respect to the Aflac duck. That's all I have to say.
You got to give the duck respect. Well, many
absolutely.
People don't know, and in fact, I wasn't fully aware that for the past 30 years they've been donating to pediatric cancer.
Wow. Well, that's good to know.
So we've donated close to 10,000 ducks at over 280 hospitals across the U.S. So we have them over at Lurie in Chicago, which I'm super proud of.
Right. It strikes me that the toys that were manufactured when I was a kid were basically designed to have you play in a world that you don't participate in, that you're not in. You know, you want to be Oh, gosh. Davey, this is going way back. Let's say you want to be Superman, and you buy a Superman something or other, but there's no a connection between you and the Superman character. It's just a fantasy. And most of those toys were like fantasy play, if that's a term. It strikes me that that's what they're
basically.
That's what they were. But these are not fantasy toys. These are toys to deal with the reality of the situation and still be able to play, which is genius. Genius, genius, genius. I mean, I'm sure that your growing up was not an easy thing to do, but I got to tell you something, Aaron. I'm not saying it was worth it, but what you're doing is absolutely spectacular. I can't tell you how much I admire this whole concept, and it's brand new to me, and I hope that there are many other opportunities for you to make people aware of what the kind of products you're putting out and what they can do. I mean, my goodness, has there ever been a more stressful year than the one we just had? I don't know. I don't know. Thank you so much for being with us, and have a great holiday. Thanks, Aaron.
Thank you. You too.